Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I hope that you're rejoicing in the day that you have had, and that this day has been a blessing from God. It's been a gift from God. We have another day to live. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Well, again, I continue to ask you and appeal to you, if you plan to be with us for worship on May 17th, we'll be having multiple services, and we'll be talking to you more about the details of that, sending them your way in the days ahead. But right now, we just need a count, an idea of how many of you feel comfortable in these days stepping out of your home and coming to a worship service. We're going to practice the guidelines, the health guidelines that have been given to us by the CDC, the White House, the governor's office. Also, we've talked with a number of our own people who are involved in the medical world, and they've given us some good guidance, and we're going to seek to follow those guidelines. We'll send them your way as we prepare for May 17th. I'm excited for the opportunity we're going to have to be together again. And may the Lord bless you today. Well, this evening we're going to be going to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm continuing to talk to you these days about the importance of living by faith. We talked first of all about how genuine faith, real faith, is tested by trials. Look, these troubles that we're in, these days where we wonder about the future of our jobs, the future of our economy, the conditions, health conditions of our own selves and our families and others. We wonder what it is that God is doing in the world, and we're praying for awakening and revival to come to the world, and I hope that you're using the prayer guide that we've left for you on the website. All of these things are going on, and these trials, like all the trials of our life, test whether we will believe God or not. We saw on Sunday the importance of living by faith. Enoch was the example. Enoch walked with God. He walked with God by faith. He pleased God by faith, and God took him to have a glorious relationship with him, unbroken, no longer walking on the earth by faith, but by sight in the presence of God. That's our promise for the future. We walk now by faith, but one day by sight. And then Enoch pleased God and was rewarded by God, and you cannot please God if you don't walk by faith. Are you walking by faith in all the circumstances of your life, my dear brothers and sisters? Are you trusting God? Well, tonight we come to talk about a wonderful, wonderful truth. The good from the bad is this, that we can have faith rather than unbelief in these days. And tonight our focus is the good from the bad, the protection of faith in God that we have to overcome the devil and his evil schemes. You know, the devil's at work during these days too. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The evil one and wickedness, as the Lord Jesus called Satan the god of this world, working to blind the minds of those who will not believe, who seeking to block out and keep the gospel from being heard by the millions upon millions who are living in fear and dread, who live today in the very fear of death. You see, the devil is seeking to do all he can to disrupt this world and keep God from doing the work that he's doing in order to bring people to Jesus Christ. So today we think about the wonderful truth of the protecting power of justifying faith to give us victory over the devil. Praise the Lord. So I ask for you to take your Bible tonight. Ephesians chapter 6 is where we're going to read. And we'll begin reading tonight in the middle of some very familiar verses. Paul's talking about the Christian putting on the armor of God. Putting on the armor of God. We're in a battle. We're in a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle that would seek to pull you away. That's why I've been spending all these times talking about the good from the bad. How are you going to focus your mind? Are you going to trust God? Are you going to rest in the Lord? Are you going to wait on the Lord? Are you going to allow Him to build endurance in your life? Are you going to live with contentment? These are all challenges for us in this battle that we are involved in these days, the spiritual battle for our own strength and spiritual life and our own growth in godliness, and the spiritual battle of seeing men and women and boys and girls all around the world come to know Jesus Christ. Well, in the midst of this, Paul's talking about the importance of standing your ground and standing firm and having victory and overcoming the schemes and traps of the devil. So we'll begin reading in Ephesians chapter 6. Take your Bible, Ephesians chapter 6. And we'll start in verse number 16. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one, or the fiery arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So tonight we focus primarily on verse number 16. Verse number 16, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one. Well, let's review, first of all, what we've talked about already in relationship to the good from the bad. First of all, we know that God brings good from the bad, Romans 8:28. Secondly, believers can live with the mind set on the Spirit and experience life and peace, Romans 8:6. Believers must wait on the Lord in times of trial and trouble, Psalm 27:14. Believers must rest in the Lord, Psalm 116:7. Believers can gain new strength as they wait on the Lord, Isaiah 40:31. Believers need endurance in times of trials, Hebrews 10:36. That's what the Lord's building, spiritual endurance. Believers remember that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. We're able to do this. We're able to live in these troubled days because Christ is alive. Praise the Lord. Believers can live in contentment in all life circumstances. That's Philippians 4:11. Believers can live in confident hope in all life circumstances. That's Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. Believers' faith is tested, as I've already mentioned, by the trials that demonstrate that our faith is real, 1 Peter 1:7. And believers live by faith, and that's how we please God, Hebrews 11:6. Now tonight, as we've already read in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 16, we have this focal truth around which I'll make my comments tonight. Here's our focal truth for tonight. Justifying faith protects the believer in overcoming the devil. Let me say it again. There's a lot in that statement. That's what I want to impress upon you tonight and encourage you with. Justifying faith protects the believer in overcoming the devil. Praise the Lord. Well, we remember that this great battle that we're involved in today is a spiritual battle. Oh, the spiritual battle is real. It's raging all around us. While all the news focuses on the externals, you know, man focuses on the epidemic, on the virus, on the circumstances and situations that will come because of this virus and all the consequences, not very many are thinking about what's going on spiritually, what God is doing. Oh, the spiritual battle for the souls of men and women and boys and girls all around this world is raging tonight. And there are a lot of precautions that we're taking. We're going to take them as we reopen worship. There's a lot of precautions we're all practicing these days so that we don't, first of all, spread the virus to someone else if we have it, or that we don't contract the virus by taking these health precautions. We're in a world being reminded of the importance of protecting our health. I want to talk to you about how you protect your spiritual life and your walk with God. And it is by taking up the shield of faith. so that you might overcome and defeat the devil in these spiritual battles. Now, before I go too much further in this, I think that it's important for me to remind us of what Paul is talking about here. Paul was chained to Roman soldiers as his life ended, came to an end as he was there in Rome. Every day, chained at shift, at guard shift to a different Roman soldier. Paul knew, as well as these people that he wrote in the Ephesian letter, what a Roman soldier looked like who went into battle. They wore a particular kind of armor. Let me put on the screen for you what this Roman soldier looks like. In fact, Paul takes us through that in these verses. He describes for us the armor of God. So as you're looking at this Roman soldier, let me just read these other words that Paul says here in Ephesians chapter 6, 13. Therefore, take up the full armor of God that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done all, stand firm. Then he says, verse 14, look at the picture and there the armor. Stand firm, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So we see all of these elements, all of these parts, the belt of truth, that belt to protect the lower body in battle, the breastplate of righteousness to protect the upper body in battle, the shoes of the gospel to prevent and to protect the feet in the midst of advancing in the battle, the helmet of salvation to protect the head from danger in the battle, and of course the sword that was used in the battle, and then this body length, body long shield. That's what the Roman soldiers would wear. So as I've said already today, the focal truth that we'll be talking about comes from verse 16. Justifying faith, my friend. The faith that when you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, justifying faith protects the believer in overcoming the devil. So now we're in battle. Have you put on your armor today? Have you been wearing your spiritual armor today in this world and dealing with the attacks of the evil one as they come? Oh, how powerful the attacks are these days. Well, let's look at several things tonight. I want to give you an exhortation, really. I want to say three things to you. I'll give you the three things I'm going to say to you, and then I want to go back and talk about them for a minute. We see here in Ephesians chapter 6, this phrase, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith. First, I'm going to talk to you tonight and challenge you and ask you this question. Have you taken up your shield of faith? Have you picked it up? If you're in a battle, you've got the rest of your armor on, but have you taken up your shield of faith? So first, we'll talk about taking up your shield of faith. Secondly, I'm going to talk to you about relying on your shield of faith. And the last thing that I'm going to challenge us to do tonight is to think about raising up the shield of faith as you're in the midst of your spiritual battle. Well, all of these things become very important. The vital nature of faith in order to win our victory over the evil one. Well, let's go first of all to taking up the shield of faith. In addition, what does Paul say here? Ephesians 6:16. In addition to all the other armor, take up the shield of faith. I must read to you 1 John 5:4, and because it reminds us of this. The phrase at the end of 1 John 5:4. Here it is for all of us who are Christians. This is the victory that overcomes the world. And oh, by the way, the devil. And oh, by the way, our flesh, our faith. Let me read it again. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. You see, your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the thing that gives you the strength and tonight the protection to be able to have victory while we live in this world, battling against the evil one and his schemes, fighting against the world, pressing us with conformity, demanding conformity, and our old flesh desiring to do its own thing. Well, I've called this justifying faith. Why would I do that? Well, I want to remind you that faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the faith that justifies us. I am justified as a sinner before God only by my faith in Jesus Christ. When I put my faith in Jesus Christ, there is this wonderful, wonderful thing that happens to me. I am justified as if I'd never sinned. Praise God. When I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, He justifies me, and it comes because I believed in Him by faith. You see, we rest in the Lord Jesus Christ's death for us on the cross. Justifying faith saves me from the penalty, the power, and one day from the presence of sin. That's what justifying faith does. Justifying faith removes the condemnation that has been in my life, that the law accused me of my sin and the devil continues to accuse me that I'm not good enough to deserve the grace of God in my life. Justifying faith, dear friends, is the greatest weapon against the devil. It silences him. It stops him from his accusation because we have been justified by faith. Justification by faith is the essential weapon against the devil. Again, I want you to see this in these words. In addition to all that he's already said and what he's about to say, when he talks about putting on the belt of truth, putting on the breastplate of righteousness, putting on the shoes of the gospel. And then he says, take the helmet of salvation and take the sword of the Spirit. Pick them up. Take them. Pick them up. You've got to have them. And then he says, in addition, take up the shield. This is so important for us today. Because when I know the Lord Jesus Christ, I experience the belt of truth being put on. I'm now a truthful one. Because I'm saved and I know the Lord Jesus Christ, I have the breastplate of righteousness. I have a new righteousness, the righteousness of Christ given to me. Because I'm saved, I now have the shoes of the gospel. I'm going to share the gospel. We're doing it in these days of dread. We're sharing the gospel. I have the helmet of salvation to protect my mind, and I've been saved. And now I have the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. This is my weapon. This is my offensive weapon that I take in my battle with the devil and with the world, and taking the Word of God and using it as my sword. And then in addition, I have this blessed shield. The Roman shield, as you saw in the picture, is body length. And so the Roman soldier could get down behind this, and it's the armor on the armor, if you want to describe it that way. The armor on the armor that the soldier took into battle. So today we begin by seeing Paul calling us to this. In addition to all the rest of the armor, pick up, your shield of faith. When I am justified by faith in Christ, now listen, this is important. When I am justified by faith in Jesus Christ, I have the shield of faith. When I am justified by faith in Jesus Christ, I have the shield of faith. So I ask you today, have you picked up the shield of faith? Number two, oh my friends, when you go into battle, our men that are in the law enforcement world, we've seen this before, as we've talked about this, and we understand that when you go into the military, when you go into law enforcement, Troy Martin presented to the men not long ago the importance of taking care of, relying on your training and on your weapons, in doing the work of first responders. Well, the same is true for us. You must rely upon what you have to protect you from a real battle that's going on all around us. Paul says here, take up Ephesians 6:16, take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. So the shield of faith has a powerful ability. It extinguishes fiery arrows shot from the devil. That's the way they would do in the ancient times. They'd take tar, put it on the end of their arrows. In Roman days, Roman soldiers would battle other armies and they would light on fire their arrow and fire them. But you know, an arrow is quiet. My grandson, along with some of you men, is a turkey hunter, and he's a bow hunter. Oh, the quietness of that bow flying through the air. It's not like the sound of a gunshot. The arrow flies through the air. Oh, the secrecy. Oh, the power and the ability of the arrow to fly through the air silently, secretly and silently. That's what happens when the devil shoots his arrows at us as we live in this world. They're firing away at you. Don't believe, if you're a Christian tonight, that you're not being attacked by the evil one. He is. Don't let somebody talk you out of it and say, oh, don't pay attention. The devil's not real. No, no. We learn here tonight, take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil ones. What are some of these flaming arrows? Well, the arrows of temptation. The devil not only tempted the Lord, he tempted Adam and Eve. It is his way to tempt us not to believe God. Are you being tempted to not believe God and to give up hope in these days of dread and terror and virus and disease? The arrows of temptation are real, but also the arrows of doubt. Oh, that he plants doubt in your mind. Is God really going to help me? Is God really there? The arrows of accusation. You're not really good enough to be a Christian. You're not. You don't deserve to be saved. Look how you've lived. Oh, the fiery arrows of accusation. And the arrows of worldly compromise. Look, just be a little like the world. Don't be such a hard-nosed Christian. Don't stand so much on God's word. Live a little in the world. Live a little bit with God. You can have a little of both and you'll be fine. You see, the shield of faith is full body protection for the believer from head to toe. Psalm 5:12 says this, "You, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround them as with a shield." Psalm 5:12. Psalm 20, verse 7. We sing this as a song sometimes at church. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord. You see, when I rely on faith in God, I am protected from the devil and wickedness. When I rely upon my faith in God, my justifying faith in God, I am able to extinguish all of these arrows of temptation, doubt, accusation, worldly compromise, and I could list others that are flying at us from all around. So today, put on your armor of God, my dear Christian friend. And after you put on all the rest of the armor, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, shoes of the gospel, and you've taken up the helmet of salvation and put it on, and you have in your hand the sword of the Spirit, and you're using the Word of God, then in addition to all the rest of the armor, take up your shield. Take up your shield. Finally, I say this to you, raise up your shield of faith in your spiritual battle. Some of you become weary. Some of you are tired. You're wondering, how is it that I'm having these troubles in my life? How is it that I'm not overcoming as I should? Well, where's your shield? Where's your shield? Raise your shield up. Don't just take it. Don't just rely upon it. Raise it up. Don't just carry it with you. Oh, raise the shield of faith in your battle. Literally, raise it up is one way you can read this. Raise the shield of faith. Taking up or raising up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Now, there's a great story about a Roman general who was with his army in battle. It was hand-to-hand combat. They were battling and he was knocked unconscious. He woke up and he screamed to his soldiers, "Where is my shield?" That's what you and I must do. If we're knocked down, we're not knocked out. We get back up. We confess our sin. We move forward. We endure and we hold up. We raise up the shield of faith. Here's what you need to do today. You need to raise the shield of faith up and say, I will believe God. I will not doubt. I will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and I will not fear. I will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and I will not worry. These are the things. Raise the shield of faith, my friend. Ephesians 6:11, put on the full armor of God. Notice these three able statements that are made in Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6:11, put on the full armor of God that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. Ephesians 6:13, therefore take up the full armor of God that you may be able to resist in the evil day, and having done all, stand firm. And then that you will be able, as we've seen here, when you raise the shield of faith, to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Believers, listen, this is the way I want to say it to you. Believers who raise the shield of faith are able to stand against the schemes of the devil, whatever they are. Those believers who raise the shield of faith and live by raising the shield of faith, hold it up, resist in the evil day. We're resistors in these evil days. We're not going to go down the road that everybody else. We're not going to fear their fear or dread their dread. We're going to raise the shield of faith and we're going to resist in the evil day. Those believers who raise the shield of faith will extinguish the arrows when they come our way. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So I ask you today, have you taken up the shield of faith? Have you been saved? Are you saved? Are you justified by faith? Are you relying on your shield of faith? And have you raised your shield of faith in this intense battle in which we find ourselves today? Well, I have several things for you for daily use as we conclude this time together. First of all, I've said it already. Let me say it again. Here's how you can raise your shield of faith and be strong with it. Number one, raise the shield of faith by praying in faith. That's what you do. We pray in faith. The Lord Jesus said in Matthew 21:22, all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Oh, I better say that again. We raise the shield of faith by praying in faith. We raise the shield of faith by praying in faith. Matthew 21:22, all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. That's the way we do it. Number two, raise the shield of faith by expecting God to act by your faith. James 1:6, ask in faith without doubting. That's why we raise the shield. We raise the shield of faith without doubting. We believe God is with us. We believe God is going to help us. We believe God is going to use these days in a glorious way for the gospel. We're not listening to the pundits and to the political people for our encouragement spiritually. We're hearing the word of God. And we believe. We raise the shield of faith by praying in faith. We raise the shield of faith by expecting God to act in faith. And finally, we raise the shield of faith by enduring in our faith, 1 Peter 1:9, and receiving as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. So tonight we read these words again from Paul. In the midst of our battle tonight, friends, the battle rages on. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, tonight I raise the shield of faith and I believe that you are doing a great work in the world. I believe that millions will come to know Jesus Christ as a result of this worldwide pandemic. I believe that you will revive the church of the Lord Jesus Christ all around the world. And I believe you will revive First Baptist Church Dixon and that we will be a different people as we gather together in the days ahead. I raise the shield of faith, Lord, and I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is given me life and the one who will take care of me until death. Hallelujah. I pray for my friends tonight that they might be encouraged, that they might raise the shield of faith and pray in faith, expecting you that you're going to work based on your promises and endure in faithfulness while we wait on you to do your work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as always, if you have a spiritual need, if you have something you need us to talk with you about, I know we can't be with you personally right now, but we'd love to pray with you by phone, talk with you, email you, whatever your preference might be. If you'll email us at the church, or if you'll call us and leave us a message, we'll contact you and get back to you as soon as we can. And may the Lord bless you. Now, we got a treat. We got a treat for you now. Before you go, I want you to hear me. It's a blessing when we're back together at the church on Wednesday nights. Shauna Clutinati and some of our other men, they are our worship leaders, and they always bless us before we go to God's Word. And we've been streaming live our Wednesday night services for many, many, many years. And so tonight, as we go, thank you, Shauna, for leading us in praise as we dismiss tonight. And may the Lord bless you. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of the evening. Hey, raise the shield of faith. Raise your shield of faith so that you might be able to extinguish those flaming arrows. Enjoy what Shauna shares with us now. God bless you. I'll see you Sunday.